I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. The world's most popular social media network is in big trouble. In less than 2 weeks, Facebook has watched its stock drop $90 billion, almost 20% of its value. The Federal Trade Commission is investigating, and founder Mark Zuckerberg has been summoned by Congress and the British Parliament to answer allegations that Facebook shared user data without permission. Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute, here's what could be the worst part. Some of Facebook's 1.8 billion users are actually saying they're going to delete their accounts.
Yeah, and that is definitely terrifying for Facebook, and it may explain why Mark Zuckerberg is in major damage control. He's announcing new security measures, he's telling the New York Times and CNN that he's really, really sorry.
You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data, and if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people.
Now, what he's not saying here is, please, please, please don't regulate us because that will totally ruin our business model. But that's the subtext.
Where did this really start out?
This goes back more than 2 years in the run-up to the 2016 election. Think back to that summer. First, there was the scandal about the trending story, staff not putting on conservative sources. Then there was the fake news problem. Last year, there were a ton of stories about how bad social media is for you and for your children. And then there was more research that showed that Facebook is actually addictive. And then there were the Russians and their bots, and they had infiltrated Facebook. And now we have this latest scandal.
Explain that scandal for me.
Cambridge Analytica is a political consulting firm that scraped data out of Facebook by getting people to take quizzes, and they also scraped the data of all the friends of the people who took the quizzes, and then they gave the data to people who weren't supposed to have it. And you know, I gotta say, it's perplexing to me that this is the scandal that tips everybody into deleting Facebook.
Why is that?
This is the turning point because everything that Cambridge Analytica was doing was mostly legal under Facebook's terms. What's new here is reporting done by the London Observer and the New York Times that demonstrates that Facebook knew Cambridge Analytica employees were bad actors. And then also some new information that demonstrates that some of the people working at Cambridge Analytica were really, really bad people because they were actually promising to break democracy. And now Congress is upset and people are turning against Facebook. I would have predicted it was the Russian bots that would have pushed people over the edge, not this one.
So the real question seems to be in this, if governments are actually even going to crack down on Facebook.
Well, that's obviously what Facebook is worried about, and it's most likely to happen in Europe first. Our government is going to threaten it, but I don't think they're going to find a legal means to do it.
While the government's doing that, what about us, the users? What can we do to hold Facebook accountable?
Sure, you can stop using Facebook.
Yeah, right.
You can delete the app from your phone, or you could stop using it so much. If you are going to delete your account, first download all the data, but also just recognize that Facebook also owns Instagram and WhatsApp, which are the two logical replacements to Facebook. So you're really trapped. You can't get away from Facebook.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute. Wouldn't it be easier if we just use Snapchat?
Good God, don't do that.